You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. Going out on the phone to Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We're kind of wrapping up with this first hour, kind of a coverage of our summing up of the State of the State address with Governor Rick Snyder last night. And I thought it might be interesting to talk to someone in city government with this East Lansing City Council and what your reaction was and what you heard that you liked or didn't like, for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say, by and large, I was pleased with the Governor's State of the State address. Obviously, the one area where I was left thinking, where's the beef, was what the governor's solution is going to be for the looming state budget deficit. But of the specifics that he did give us on programs, I thought there were a number of things that are positive. The idea of changing from a K to 12 system to a focus on P to 20, a focus on economic gardening. We've got a number of programs in the city of East Lansing right now that fall squarely within that, and I'm glad to hear the governor promoting those ideas. The Office of Urban Initiatives, I think, is a great idea that's also very intriguing. And his focus on immigration as a way to speed our state's reinvention and economic revitalization, I thought, was also good. So there's a lot to like there, but it's still, we're waiting for some of the specifics on how to implement these things and, most importantly, how to pay for them.
Well, you're echoing what Representative Joan Bauer just said. We need the details now. We kind of got an outline, and we like where the outline is going, but you're looking for details.
Right, and in fairness to the governor, it was a State of the State address, not his budget message, which we'll hear in mid-February. So that's when we'll really have an idea of exactly how it is he intends to pay for all these things. I continue to have some concern that the governor highlighted once again his plan to repeal the Michigan business tax and replace it with a 6% corporate income tax, which clearly we need to have a debate about tax policy in this state. But when his headline proposal would balloon an already gigantic $1.8 billion budget deficit to one of well over $3 billion out of a total general fund of $7 billion. That's a source of concern for me, and I think for most folks in local government who are concerned about the future of revenue sharing for our communities.
Yeah, and that has been mentioned in various articles I've read as well. So, yeah, we're gonna have to keep an eye on where that goes and how that can work out. You mentioned off the top talking about how some of his proposals with economic development sit squarely with things happening in East Lansing. Can you be any more specific about that or where things are lining up and can work together?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things the governor talked about in his speech last night was the idea that we had to move from an approach of economic hunting, looking for new businesses to bring in from out of state or from somewhere else, to one of economic gardening, that is, cultivating our local entrepreneurs and local businesses to promote economic growth. And that's a model that we've long supported in the city of East Lansing. The governor talked specifically about the role of business accelerators and incubators in the state's economic revitalization, and here in East Lansing, two of our flagship programs that we're very proud of and have been very effective are our Technology Innovation Center, which is a business incubator housed right in downtown East Lansing, and our newly launched program called The Hatch, which is a student business incubator helping to promote students at Michigan State University who have ideas for new businesses or new products and helping them get off their feet to get those things from an idea into the marketplace. So, as I said, this is an approach of economic gardening that we've embraced in the city of East Lansing, and I think we can be a model to other Michigan communities, and I hope that Governor Snyder will look to us as a model for the kind of approach that he's looking to promote during his term.
Well, and as a matter of fact, I have a gentleman from that the Technology Innovation Center in the Hatch on tomorrow, because those are really intriguing ideas that certainly could be followed. What about the dashboard? I mean, you're a technology guy. You like technology. How did that Michigan dashboard sit with you?
Actually, it's an idea that I think I can really get behind. And the reason why is, in addition to being a technology guy, I've always considered myself a data-driven guy. I think we make better decisions when we have clear metrics for how to measure our success, which is something, quite honestly, that at times we're resistant to in government. And so I think the general idea that we should have a picture of where we want to go and then specific steps for how to get there and measure our success, is a good one. Now, clearly, it remains to be seen how that'll be implemented, and we can haggle over whether or not the metrics are appropriate or whether there should be different focuses. But the idea that government should benchmark itself against goals for success, I think, is absolutely the right direction. And, you know, I look forward to seeing how that develops with Governor Snyder over the course of the next year before his next State of the State address, where he tells us he'll be back to give us a report on how the state's doing.
So information is power.
Absolutely. And, you know, information is power and data is power. We can talk till we're blue in the face about anecdotes and our feelings and thoughts about certain proposals and where our ideology puts us. But what should drive our decisions is the data, which programs work, which have a good return on investment, which are effective. And you need metrics to do that, and that's what the governor's talking about. And it's, you know, again, another model that we've used in East Lansing. We're very data-driven in terms of our budgeting process and evaluation of our programs, and I think it's absolutely appropriate, and I was excited to hear that the governor's looking to promote that kind of approach at the state level.
Well, you had a busy evening last night. I don't want to let you go without talking about the East Lansing Police Department Awards Banquet was last night, and in fact, you got an award.
That's true, but you know what's great about this event, which happens every year, Cheryl, is that it's an opportunity for the police department to celebrate the excellent work that our officers do day in and day out each year, keeping this community safe. And a thought that I was sharing with our interim police chief, Julie Lever, last night was that the residents of our community would just be flabbergasted by some of the things that these officers have to deal with every day on the beat in East Lansing. But they do such a great job that the community goes about their day feeling entirely safe, as they should, and that's because of the hard work of these men and women. So I think it's important that each we pause to recognize them for the important work they do in this community. And obviously, you know, I feel that my presence and the presence of my colleagues on the council is important, because we want those officers to know that we support them 100% and that we value the work that they do for this city.
Well, people know who listen frequently and who I work with. I'm a real big fan of folks in uniform, and the work that they do, I think, is constantly unappreciated. So I appreciate you echoing that as well.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and you got you did get a civilian letter of appreciation for some work you did in a peaceful response to the WBC. So, but as of course you're a humble guy, so you shared that with the community members who helped you to get that together. So, Nathan, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and your thoughts. We'll be back in touch because we didn't quite get to all the good things happening in East Lansing. So I'll give you a call again soon.
Sounds good, Cheryl. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Nathan. Good night.
Good night.
Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council member, and we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.